been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the January 31st live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I don't know if you saw the moon this morning. It was weird. Hanging over the Pacific Ocean with a bright spot on the left of it, and the rest was dark. Very, very strange indeed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 186 points this morning. We've given back about 50 from where it opened, but it's back up to 26,263 after yesterday's sell-off. The S&P 500 is up almost 10 points today, 2,832. We're up 0.3% there in the S&P. The NASDAQ's up about 0.5% this morning, up 34 points. The NASDAQ is at 7,436 this morning. The Russell 2000 having a good day, up about 0.5%. The Russell 2000 is at 1,590. Crude oil has kind of settled in the $64 to $65 area. Crude oil is at $64.43, basically flat on the day. Gold's up $7.40 as the dollar resumes its dive. Gold is at 1,342 per ounce. We've got the euro up against the dollar down. The euro is at 1.24. The bond market steady today, but that 10-year yield is up to 2.71%. The VIX quieting down today. The VIX is down 5.6% after an active day yesterday. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We had that big sell-off, obviously, yesterday, which was the second day in a row. And, you know, that's out of sorts. People have gotten used to winning every day in the market. And, I looked at the market yesterday. I went through my database, as I always do. And at the end of the day, I sent out a message to all my live trading subscribers. I saw nothing out of the ordinary in the sell-off, which happened yesterday. There didn't really seem to be a good reason for it, but I think I know what the reason is now after watching the State of the Union last night. There's definitely going to be a war on drug prices, and the medical sector makes up a big chunk of the indexes, the Dow, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ. And you had that Warren Buffett announcement yesterday. Buffett, Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan, and Jeff Bezos of Amazon, of all people, are going to test out their own way of delivering healthcare here in America. And that sent a shockwave throughout the healthcare industry. A lot of those healthcare stocks like United Healthcare, Pfizer, Merck, etc. They're big, big companies, Johnson & Johnson, in the indexes. That was a part of that sell-off yesterday. There was also a sell-off in the semiconductor stocks yesterday. He had a couple of companies that warned. Integrated Devices warned yesterday, and that caused kind of a chill throughout the semiconductor, which eventually spread to the NASDAQ. And I don't know what they were expecting in the State of the Union address, but I kept hearing that the market is off in advance of the State of the Union address, and I think it was the drug part. I think it was the lower drug prices, and we're going to rein in these high drug prices. And I think that was what the market was kind of looking forward to. They got it, but they also got some good news. It's a one-year anniversary of President Trump being sworn in to office, and of course the market hitting new all-time highs, the economy starting to accelerate, and there's good news on the economy and coming from individual stocks like Boeing, one of my largest holdings here this morning. As I watched the State of the Union address, you know, I just kind of resonated with me. These were all the things that he said he was going to do. And he's pretty much one by one checking them off. 2.4 million new jobs, rising wages for the first time in a long time. Years. Unemployment hitting a 45-year low. Stock market smashing one record after another. End of the war on American energy. And, of course, now they're going to move to infrastructure and trade deals being reworked. So, I don't know. I think there's been a lot accomplished in the last 12 months. I certainly feel better about the economy and the prospects moving forward than I did before. I'm seeing a vibrancy in the economy. I'm seeing a vibrancy in the stock market. I'm seeing a vibrancy in the consumer. And I'm seeing a global vibrancy in economies around the world. Deutsche Bank says GE will likely be dropped from the Dow Jones Industrial Average. I agree with that. I do think they will be kicked out. They've been a member of the Dow since 1896. This is Edison's company, right? Thomas Edison. General Electric is likely to be dropped from the Dow Jones average after being in the index of 30 companies for over 110 years. Thanks, Jeffrey Immelt. The company continues to face substantial challenges, according to Deutsche Bank. These include earnings and cash pressure, tough global power generation markets, aggressive downsizing, shrinking its portfolio. To me, they've made one bad move right after another. And management shakeups and SEC investigations. It's all bad. I didn't hear anything good in there. I'm sure Thomas Edison rolling over in his grave. U.S. economy adds 234,000 jobs in December. The expectation was for 195,000 jobs. So we're coming in 40,000 jobs higher. That's one of the reasons why we have a lift in the markets today, a better job creation number. And in addition to that, wages are going up as the labor markets become tighter. That's inflationary in nature. We've got to watch the dollar. We've got to watch inflation. We got to watch the German Bund. Don't forget the German Bund. We've always got to have our eyes in the rearview mirror. But right now, it remains full speed ahead. We're going to get a Fed policy decision today. That kind of gets lost in the woodworks right now. You've got Janet Yellen's serving out her last few days in office. Do not expect a dramatic shift at the Fed's policy meeting. The benchmark interest rate will likely remain unchanged, which is in a range between 1.25 and 1.5. Don't forget, normal is about 5%. We're still at 1.25, 1.5, moving towards normalization. Investors are still anticipating 3 rate hikes this year. We've got the Eurozone GDP rising at 0.6%. You know, my first thought there is the Eurozone is relying upon monetary policy alone. Very low interest rates and quantitative easing, just like we did for 8 years. And what did we get out of it? We got 2% growth at best. We got a whole lot of debt. And we just kind of crawled along. And I see the same thing happening in the Eurozone. GDP fourth quarter, 0.6%, matching consensus. Do you think the Eurozone would ever implement fiscal policy? Do you think they would ever implement a tax cut, an incentive for companies to buy capital equipment? I don't think so. So they're going to continue to rely upon monetary policy alone. And, of course, they're beginning to taper over there in their massive buyback of bonds. Now they're holding all these bonds or boons, or whatever the case may be, on their balance sheet. And they're starting to roll back, taper. Interest rates are headed higher globally, in my opinion. We had the oil prices sinking yesterday. I noticed a sell-off yesterday in the oil patch, the energy patch. We've got oil down a little bit. Sentiment turns a little bit. Oil was due for a correction. U.S. oil production is rising as the tundra in North Dakota thaws. Or is it thawing? I don't know. Hey, we've got a big, big winner amongst the Gunderson Best Stocks Now today. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, income investors have had a conundrum here for quite some time with interest rates being so low. The retiree has really taken it on the chin by the actions of the Fed. There's no money to be made in CDs, that's for sure. Remember the days of 15% back during the Jimmy Carter years? Well, those days are long gone. We're talking 1%. You're earning nothing. And, of course, the bond, the Treasury bonds, and so the corporate bonds are at all-time lows. So you've had to accept a lot less in your coupon rates than what has been average over the years. It's really, and some would say that the Fed robbed the retirees who lived off of fixed income. Well, it's true. The fixed income has been a difficult place to make any money, and now it's downright treacherous in a rising interest rate environment, which leaves you in a conundrum. Where do you turn for income? Well, there's really only two solutions that I have for you in this kind of environment. The first solution, the best solution, at least for now, is in those dividend-paying stocks. Look, there's not much difference. You can either loan Boeing money through by buying corporate bonds, or you can have ownership in stock that pays a dividend yield. And I think the only other product that's out there are insurance products that are going to protect you and insulate you from rising interest rates, which bonds, real estate investment trust, utilities, all the usual avenues that income investors go down are pretty dark and murky right now in a rising interest rate environment. That's all you have to do is look at a chart of RWR, which is the Real Estate Investment Trust Index. You can look at the utility indexes out there and how much they've just been getting clobbered. The REIT index has been getting clobbered. The bond market is getting clobbered. So you've got your third choice would be cash and earn nothing and lose out to inflation, which is starting to kick in. So my number one choice right now continues to be dividend-paying stocks. I have an income portfolio. It was up over 16% last year. And so far this year, it's up almost 6% after 1 month. Now, it's not going to continue at that pace. My largest holding within that portfolio is Boeing, BA. I bought it back on May 3rd of 2017. I haven't even held it for a year. I'm not even qualified for long-term capital gains yet if I were to sell it. You have to own it for a year or more. I bought Boeing at $183 per share. I currently own 26 stocks in my income portfolio. Stocks, no fixed income, no bonds, equity, ownership. I like companies not just for their dividend. Oh, GE pays, what's their dividend yield right now? If you're buying companies just for their dividend, look at GE, right? 3%. You know, that's not a great example. But there are others that are paying good dividends, but they're lousy stocks. You want the combination of a good dividend and a great stock that's growing, like Boeing. Hey, that rhymes. Growing Boeing. Boeing is now $357 per share. I have a 94.6% gain in my Boeing. It's part of the reason why the portfolio, my income portfolio, was up over 16%. So where do you turn for income in a murky income environment where you virtually, and I have a lot of people that call me all the time, say, hey, Bill, I got this money sitting in the bank earning nothing, but I don't want to go into Amazon and things like this. And I say, well, you know what? Right now, these dividend-paying stocks such as Boeing, such as Caterpillar, Home Depot, Lockheed Martin, stocks along this ilk, coming from this aisle of the supermarket of stocks, is a great place to be. And it continues to be a great place to me to be. Yet a lot of people don't listen. Oh, but isn't the stock market scary? I think the bond market is way, way more scary. It looked like that moon this morning. As I was coming to work, the moon was over the Pacific Ocean. It was all dark and murky. It was a full moon. And on the left side was this bright, bright sliver, almost like an eclipse. Very weird phenomenon. I haven't figured out the meaning. I'm going to have to go home and read Ezekiel again tonight, or Daniel, or Isaiah. When the moon refuses to give its light, it was eerie. I will say that. It was murky. Like the income, like the bond market, like the rising interest rates right now that we've got out there. And all this money that needs to get income, you know, people need income. Even muni bonds. Oh, yeah, you're going to get your tax-free income, all right, but the value of your muni bonds, unless you're holding them to maturities, in trouble. I'm looking at the iShares National Muni Bond Index. Yeah, it's down about 2% since last fall. So you're getting these returns. Let's see, the index itself has an overall return of 2.3%, but it's lost 2% in value here. And so there goes your 2% income. Well, it's a tough market right now for income investors. It's a great market for growth investors, so why not just get in on the income-producing stocks that are also have some capital appreciation potential? I have an income portfolio of 26 stocks that is very tightly managed by me. I look at every one of those holdings every single day. You know, I had some REITs in there late last year. They were the REITs, the real estate investment trusts that have the big, massive servers and whatnot that Amazon needs. And I sold those REITs because they're interest rate sensitive. In other words, I actively manage that portfolio. That portfolio currently has 20% cash in it. I'm looking for some more dividend payers that are cheap right now. I've got one in mind right now on my watch list, but other than that, I'm 80% invested. The average yield of the stocks in the portfolio is just over 2%, about the same as the 10-year treasury, but I don't have interest rate risk, and I have capital appreciation potential, and I have somebody watching the flock. The shepherd is watching the flock of 26 sheep here every single day. It's a nice mix right now. I gave you a few stocks that are in there: Boeing, Caterpillar, Home Depot, Lockheed Martin. Stocks from this aisle of the supermarket, a great place for income investors right now. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're Boeing the big driver in the market today, although we are giving back some of the gains that we had at the open of the market, but still pretty strong. I can't complain at all. And of course, we had the big sell-off yesterday in the market. At the end of the day, I sent out my push notification, my email to all my live trading subscribers. I said in the end, I saw nothing unusual about yesterday's sell-off and Monday's sell-off in the market. Just another day at the office, and that happens from time to time. Boeing is the big winner today. Boeing has been a sensational stock here as of late, to say the least. It was the biggest winner in the Dow last year. I now almost have a double in Boeing since May of last year. So we'll wait and see where the new numbers come in at. As of now, the stock expected to make, the company expected to make $14.36 next year. That would be a 20% increase versus this year, and I got to believe that that $14.36 is going higher after today's big beat. Let's see where Boeing's five-year growth numbers are at these days. Boeing is expected to grow their earnings going forward by 13% per year over the next 5 years. So you can take that $14.36, which I'm going to plug in here right now. Now, this is before today's big earnings beat. $14.36 is the expected earnings next year at a 13 multiple and a 13% growth rate. Not a 13 multiple, less than that, but a 13% growth rate. The company stands to make $23.41. 5 years from now, of course, we'll monitor that along the way, quarter by quarter. But that could put that target price on Boeing now. And this is before today's numbers, and I believe it's going to go higher. My target price is $525 right now, and the stock is trading at $357. Look at this quarter that they reported. Earnings up 94% year over year. 94%, almost doubling from the last same quarter last year. This quarter they made $4.80. A year ago they made $2.47, 94% increase. Their sales, however, were only up 9%. So they obviously had some big deliveries this quarter of some very profitable items, and they had a blowout quarter, and the stock is blowing up to the upside. Breaking out to new all-time highs, I now have a 94.7% gain in Boeing since I bought it about 9 months ago. How's my braces stock doing today? It's selling off a little bit. Invisalign, which is Align Technology, I'm not too worried about that one at all. They beat earnings by 23 cents. They beat on revenues. Now, let me just give you a little lesson here on the difference in stock. Boeing, in my book, is a conservative income dividend payer, all right? I kind of have three levels of stocks in my system. My income and growth portfolio is the most conservative. It still owns stocks, but it owns dividend payers. And large companies like Caterpillar, Home Depot, Boeing, etc. Then I have my premier growth portfolio, which also has Boeing in it because Boeing is also a growth stock. But it has big, large-cap growth companies. Now, when you start getting down into the mid-caps, the small caps, Align is a mid-cap. Align was a disruptor. That's a very important concept in the market. Disruptive technology that comes along. What has Uber done to the taxi industry? What has Invisalign done to the braces industry, the orthodontics industry? Just talk to an orthodontist. I know several. And I talked to one the other day, a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago. I said, how has Align Technology and Invisalign impacted your orthodontics? You're very busy orthodontics practice. He says it was a disruptive technology. The funny thing is, it was not even invented by a dentist or an orthodontist. It was a guy at Stanford that came up with this proprietary system for treating malocclusion for the misalignment of teeth, otherwise known as crooked teeth. I was lucky. I didn't wear braces as a child. I was born with pretty straight teeth. But I knew other people. One tooth pointed towards Florida. One tooth pointed towards Georgia. One tooth pointed towards Cuba. You know, you got to get those straight so they don't look so funny. And the misalignment of teeth and Invisalign was a revolutionary, disruptive technology. All right, get this. Since I bought Align Technology in my ultra growth portfolio, it's up 133%, and it represents 4.7% of that portfolio. My ultra growth portfolio currently has 30 stocks in it, and I have one that I'm looking to buy today to add to it. So if you're a live trading subscriber, that trade will go out to you if I pull the trigger today. But I'm very close. I had an itchy trigger finger yesterday. I should have probably pulled it yesterday when the market was down a little bit. I haven't looked at what it's doing today. This one on my watch list, it's okay. It's up a little bit. But I do have a big position. In fact, it's my biggest position in my ultra growth portfolio is Align Technology, now up 133% since my original purchase back on April 19th of last year. I don't have capital gains. I haven't qualified for long-term capital gains. Hopefully I can own it past April 19th of this year. So we do qualify for those long-term capital gains. Align Technology, however, is down just a little bit today. It's down 3.7%, but it hit a new all-time high just 4 days ago. And this is a very important point. Two important points I can make from this. Align is not for income investors. That's why I have it in a separate portfolio. There is no dividend on this stock. It's pure growth. Nor does it belong in my premier growth portfolio, which is large caps, the big dominant companies of today. No, not GE, not IBM. More of the Amazons and the Googles and this kind of thing, Facebook. These are the growth engines of today, but these are big, giant companies. Align is down the line, one more notch. I have it in my ultra growth portfolio. And the other lesson that we could take from this is that you want the companies that are disrupting, that are disruptors. You don't want to own the disrupted. You want to own a taxi company, or do you want to own an Uber company? There's disruption taking place. Clay Christensen, the writer of the book, he's the dean of the, or he's in the Harvard Business School. My nephew is right under him, works together with him, a friend of his. My nephew, Rory McDonald, was recruited by him to come to Harvard. I don't know where the brains came from in our family, certainly not from me or my father, but my nephew, my sister's son, graduated with honors from Stanford, got a free ride, fully paid scholarship, got his PhD. PhD, I don't even know how to spell PhD. And he's been at the Austin, Texas University. Now he's back at Harvard. He's a professor there. You can look him up, Rory McDonald. Great kid. Look up his profile. Lives in Boston. He says Boston is way too cold. He's moving to Washington, D.C. I said, it's warmer in Washington, D.C.? He said, yeah, actually, because Boston's right on the water and it's further north, closer to Canada. I guess they can grow bananas in Washington, D.C., and they can't grow bananas in Boston. But he is a smart kid and very much involved in writing papers, teaching how to be a disruptor in your industry, not a disrupted. Personally, I think that the financial planning industry is about to get disrupted big time because they have gone down this path of asset allocation that says 70-30, 60-40, 80-20, leaning very heavily on the bond market, which is about to implode. I think it's ripe for disruption. The automobile's being disrupted. The automobile industry, isn't it? By electric and self-driving cars. This is Bill Gunderson, the disruptor. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. After a Monday-Tuesday sell-off, we've got Comeback Wednesday after the State of the Union address last night. You know, I through my live trading alerts, those that subscribe and want to do their own thing, just insist on managing their own portfolio. Hey, God bless you, no problem. It's time-consuming. But I do the work over here, and when I find something or when I think you need a little bit of advice on the overall market, I send it out. And at the end of the market yesterday, I sent out to all my live trading subscribers, I said, look, just another day at the office. I saw nothing unusual about the sell-off here, even though it was like 400 points at one point in time, a blood-red moon coming up the next day. People reading their astrology charts to see what the heck's going on here. Well, I looked at the charts of all my stocks. I looked at all my holdings. I didn't find anything new to buy or sell. I just did, however, find something. And I just sent out a live trading alert. So if you're listening to my show and you're a subscriber to the live trading alert, that's $89 per month. I just sent out a stock that I'm buying in the speculative account. Okay, this is the little account on the side in the drawer underneath the phone book. You know, play around with it a little bit. This is the one I've done pretty well on my own. I started with $1,500 like, I don't know, 6 months ago, and that thing's right around $12,000 right now. It's been as high as $15,000. It's a wild thing. No guarantees going forward. This is just for the fun money. This is the money you'd be taking to Turf Paradise, to Churchill Downs, to Santa Anita, the lottery, whatever. I'm more about serious investing and income, growth, ultra growth. But I have this little fun one on the side. For those of you who've got this little trading blood in you, you can't get rid of it. It's fun. We have with that one, and I just sent out a buy there on that account. All right, let's see. Where do I want to go here to finish up the show? Anthem. Not the national anthem, although Mr. Trump did mention the national anthem. He kind of took a shot at the NFL and the NFL players who kneel during the national anthem. I heard a few boos in the audience. Anyways, there's a stock named Anthem, A-N-T-M, which I also own in the income portfolio. Okay, this isn't a little marijuana stock or whatever that you're buying in your speculative account that you don't want your wife to know about. Or in some cases, your husband. I've got some grannies. I got one 79-year-old in Sarasota that just loves to trade. I'm sure she's at bingo night on Wednesday and whipping in and out of marijuana stocks on Thursday. God bless her, you know. Hey, live life. Have some fun. Just don't use the rent money, you know, or the insurance money. This is the fun money over here. Anyways, Anthem is in the income portfolio. Anthem beat earnings today. Anthem sold off wickedly yesterday with the Warren Buffett, Jamie Dimon, and the CEO of Amazon news that they're going to disrupt the healthcare industry. Well, you know what? It's one thing to say you're going to disrupt the healthcare industry. It's another thing to take on an Anthem or a United Healthcare who have been doing it forever. Anthem's headquartered in Indianapolis, Indiana. And the stock beat earnings, and it's breaking out today. It was up much higher. It has pulled back. But there's a good example, again, of an income stock. Income and growth. Since I bought Anthem, I'm up 43.6%. I bought it on May 5th, 2017, the day before Kentucky Derby Day. And Anthem beat earnings today, and it is up just a little bit. Okay, I think I want to close. Let's see. BP, I want to mention that. I own BP. They're the big oil's latest entry into the electric vehicle charging. I'm a big believer in the electric vehicle and the autonomous vehicle. BP is getting in on the act. Here's what their exec says. EV charging will undoubtedly become an important part of our business. Customer demand and the technologies available are still evolving. Well, they're going to put in, you know, how you pull up to the gas pump, diesel, unleaded, regular, premium, supreme, or electric. And I got a memo from our office owners of our office building here in Carlsbad that they'll be adding 5 electric charging spaces. I don't know. Is there going to be a lottery for those spaces? I don't see a lot of electric vehicles in our parking lot. I have seen a Tesla from time to time. But it's a coming thing. All right. I want to end with the cryptocurrencies. A rough day yesterday, again, for the cryptos. That was one of my predictions this year, that the crackdown on cryptos would get worse. I said avoid cryptos at all costs. Bitcoin was down 10% yesterday. The SEC stepped in and halted a $600 million ICO. That's like an IPO, but it's an initial crypto offering. They don't like what they see. This was going to be a Visa card. This was going to be Dallas-based Arise Bank. The company fraudulently misled investors about ownership of a federally insured bank and its ability to offer a Visa card backed by any one of the several hundred cryptos. There's several hundred cryptos now. SEC halted their $600 million. According to Arise Bank, they had raised $600 million since launching in November. The SEC stepping in and saying, Now, I don't know if there's a line for this one, but President Nicolas Maduro down in Venezuela is offering pre-sales of his new Petro cryptocurrency. He's going to issue 100 million tokens. Will they buy bread? Will they buy the basic needs of life, Mr. Maduro? I don't like it. And then lastly, I want to close on a Riot. Remember that stock, Riot, which was roaring? It was a blockchain company. It went from $3 to $46 in about 2 months, and I warned about this hype. This crypto, this blockchain stuff, well, now it's $15. It's lost 70% of its value, and fast money investors are cashing in. You know what? Let's just stick with dividend-paying stocks, growth stocks, ultra-growth stocks. Give us a call, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Get the newsletter. It's hard-hitting. It tries to be truthful. Gunderson Capital.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.